Is this thing on for a third time? All right, girls, we are here to record your episode, finally, of our awesome class podcast. It's taken a minute, huh? All right, so as an introduction, we like to give you a space and time to talk about the things that you loved during this unit, the memories you'll take in your heart, and things, as we look back, that you enjoyed during the unit. So what is that? Emma, do you want to share? What did you love?
I loved the research of the parks because we got like our own time to just search all the stuff of our parks.
And you really became an expert, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, girls, what about y'all?
We liked the cabin challenges.
The cabin challenges.
I liked the one where like you would tie the string around the marker and then you have to like draw stuff with your team.
Yeah. I like the one that was like, you had to flip over the blanket without touching the ground.
Awesome. And in both of those challenges, you had to work together. Yeah. Were you guys successful?
Yes.
Both times?
The first time, not so much for the market, but the last, like, three times we did.
That one was really hard.
Yeah.
I know. So you had to keep working on it. And I feel like the blanket one, once you got, a way to do it, then you were able to do it. Was your group able to do it?
I don't know.
You can't remember. You just remember it was great.
Yeah. I don't know where I was able to do it.
Your group was able to do it?
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Good morning and welcome back to another episode of our class podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. Miss Fregali here, and it is a girl party here in our classroom recording this fantastic new episode where our students get to share all about a national park that they have been researching. I'm here joined by my fabulous two co-teachers,
Miss Robertson.
Hi, I'm Miss Hanks.
And three fabulous fourth graders. Fabulous fourth graders, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Finley.
Hi, I'm Bella.
Hi, I'm Emma.
All right. And we are so excited for you to share the research that, to be honest, this is a while ago, right? I mean, we only get to see each other one time a week. So now we're getting towards the end of the year. And it's really nice to remember what we learned back in the fall. So let's get to your research. All right, Finley, what is the name of your park?
Olympic National Park.
Emma, when was this park founded?
So there was a monument founded in 1909, and the park was founded June 29th, 1938.
Bella, where is your park located?
My park is located in Washington.
Wonderful. All right. What kind of plants could be found at Olympic National Park?
There are over 1,200 native plants like seedless vascular plants, Sitka, spruce, moss, and lots of trees.
Emma, what kind of animals are at Olympic?
There are raccoons, beavers, and mink. Also deer, elk, cougars, and bears.
Mm. What are some natural features of your park?
There's a spectacular coastline, mountains, hot springs, and waterfalls.
All right. Finley, what is the weather and climate of your park, Olympic National Park?
In spring, it is uncommon for snowfall and heavy rain. In the summer, the temperatures are mild to warm, but it can still be 10 degrees. Also, thunderstorms may occur. In the fall, snow can appear in other precipitation. Also, freezing temperatures occur in the winter. It snows, rains, and thunderstorms might also occur.
Wow, lots of precipitation, sounds like.
Yeah.
And cold.
Yeah.
Emma, are there any problems at Olympic?
There is a lot of litter, but the park rangers are making sure that the parks are clean and it's safe for the animals.
That's good to know.
And how long would it take for you to get there from Roswell?
It would take 38 hours driving. Mm-hmm.
And what are some tourist information you would like to share about your park?
You can hike the Hurricane Ridge and the beauty of the park and visit lakes.
All right. Finley, why would someone want to visit Olympic National Park?
Because it has beautiful views and lots of animals.
Awesome. Emma, any other reasons people would go there?
Because of the glaciers and the beautiful waterfalls.
Oh, Man, making me want to visit. Mm-hmm. Wish I was going there on spring break. All right. Well, thank you so much, girls, for coming to share your awesome research. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next Friday.